10 minutes, no time on, 10-minute halves. And I think some of the trials that we did in developing up the game, but also some of the clubs have been doing, have just showed what a great workout it is for the players, because, you know, you've got last touch out of bounds. You know, super goals are worth 10 points on the full after 40 metres. So there's definitely lots of excitement in there, but you'll see a high proportion of actual playing time during that 10 minutes.
Are you allowed to tackle?
Yes, you are.
David Stevenson there on AFLX yesterday on Breakfast with all the rules. The one thing that we might have to look into there is that AFLX does not have any time on, which is not good for this program, so we're going to have to look into that strongly. But one man that knows a lot about it, having played it today at the Essendon Footy Club, is none other than one of their veterans in Brendan Goddard. Hello, BJ.
Sam, how are you, mate?
Very well.
A veteran. I think it's the first time I've been called that.
Should I take it back? Essendon's superstar, Brendan Goddard, joins us.
No, I'm happy with that. That's all right. That's the reality of it.
BJ, how did today go? What did you make of it? Is it going to be a game that takes off in the next few years, or is it still a work in progress?
Definitely a work in progress, but I think it's the third time we've done it today.
Yep.
For the players, it's obviously, as touched on just before, fitness-wise, it's a great game, but a few of the things, being seven on a team, a smaller field, some of the things, say defensively too, you don't really get to implement what you're trying to work on with the whole team in 18v18, you don't really get to implement that in the AFLX. Mm. And then offensively, it's, as we all know, it's been built around offense and high scoring, high intensity. But definitely out of that, you get to implement things offensively. But it's going to reach a new audience. It's a new market, and it is about growing the game at the end of the day. So. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the first one goes, but I definitely think it's got a future.
Does it have the danger of becoming a possession-based kick mark sort of game, BJ?
Oh, I think so. 2 10-minute halves. I'm not sure. Are they going to run it like a Lightning Premiership kind of thing where you play like the 2, 3, 4 games? Or I actually don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, there's going to be a round robin. You play multiple games. I think Feb 15, there's six teams taking part.
Because I was going to say, isolated for 2 10-minute halves or 20 minutes, you can probably play that up tempo footy for that whole time, or try to anyway. It's going to bite you at some stage with only 3 on the bench, I think. So so I think it will turn into a bit of that. It's very much one-on-one, defending one-on-one, because you're defending the 7 players each team. And it's, although being smaller than the AFL field, there's still a fair bit of space out there, pretty similar size to a soccer field. So. There's every chance it'll turn into that, particularly when teams want to go really fast and be up tempo and try and score really heavily for the first 5 or so minutes, and then it'll be coming to. I think it'll turn into a bit of a possession game and a more of a skill game where the teams that make the least mistakes and hit the most kicks will eventually be the winner.
Right, give us an insight. Take us behind closed doors after the trial today. Which Essendon player is walking around with his chest furthest out saying, I am the best AFLX player in the game?
Well, it's funny because it was towards the end of training, so we had a pretty good session today, a 14K session. So there's a few guys out there that came in and said, it's definitely not for me because I was running on a treadmill. and then... So you'd like to think, it depends. Like tactically, we're talking about it today as well, that teams might, like, because it can get isolated one-on-one, so there might be a fair bit of benefit with having some outstanding one-on-one players and markers, the one-on-one contest, particularly forward with, you know, for us, say, Hooksy and Joey Danaher, and having them as long get-out kicks. But then... there's an argument that you go the other way and just put in a real small elite agility, you know, quick guys, and hopefully they can play that up tempo footy for the whole 20 minutes in those 3 or 4 games throughout the day. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I guess that's a bit of the stuff, and that's stuff that we're not trying to implement really at training, to be honest, because we're trying to still work on the things that we're trying to do. So we're not actually like working on strategically things to do in AFLX, well, not just yet anyway. It'll be interesting to see what tactics and lineups and teams they kind of go with.
What has been the main focus, Brendan? I mean, obviously you've got a new head of footy in Dan Richardson taking over from Rob Kerr. You hear from different clubs that this time of the year, you know, match simulation is a huge focus for clubs now. How much have things changed in the last few months?
Yeah, definitely. Come January, we're obviously not far with AFLX coming in mid-Feb as well. We're starting, obviously, competitive footy against opposition a bit earlier. So yep. Once January generally rolls around anyway, it becomes more about match play and match simulation. Just iron out a few creases and work on some of the things you've been doing in isolated drills and then try and get that to flow into full game and match simulation. So the focus has been a bit about that, but I think we've made it pretty clear that we need to improve, particularly after our finals defeat last year and Sydney being more experienced and a lot of experience in finals and more experienced players generally. But we got beat up around the footy. So our contest work around stoppages and our general one-on-one contests have to get better. And then we've talked about defensively too as a defensive unit. Finding that balance, we obviously see statistically too, everyone can see we're offensively really good last year and have some great offensive weapons, but we really need to find that balance between attack and defence, which you saw Richmond do last year. They did it slightly different, but they had a great balance between the two and got the ultimate result.
So that slingshot footy, apologies for want of a better term, do you think that's going to be tapered back a little bit? Do you think Essendon fans are going to see a more potentially, not defensive, but more balanced, well-rounded side when it comes to the game style in 2018?
Yeah, there's probably less of it. Like, yep. I think last year it was all about all-out attack. And trying to find where we fit in there and guys' ability to attack and where their strengths are. So for us to improve and obviously wins are great at the end of the day, but to be a more competitive team, it can't just be can't all-out attack.
Mm. What about, speaking of attack, Jake Stringer, he didn't play in AFLX today. How's he tracking fitness-wise? And, you know, is all the talk true that he's going to be more of a midfielder than he is a forward?
I'm not sure about that, to be honest. He's been training a lot with the mids, but I think he's been balancing the two with mid and forward. So, no, he's going really well. He carried that hamstring through the off-season last year and into the start of pre-season, just precautionary, really. But
yep.
He really hasn't missed a beat, to be honest. He's still being monitored. He's more the bit of a cliche now in football, and monitoring their loads. So that was the case for him with AFLX today, that we'd done two 20-minute quarters in full match simulation. He went off and managed his lows through running and straight line running. So, yeah, he's going well. The other two new recruits, Adam Sard and Devin Smith, are going really well. Sard, he came in fit and healthy, and Devin has actually been quite surprised at how well his knees actually pulled up after the off season, and he hasn't really missed a beat either.
Well, that is good news for Essendon fans. Jake Stringer hasn't missed a beat, and the other two are flying. Speaking of flying, just the last one on the players, is anyone actually going to be able to catch Adam Sard?
Yeah, well, there's a few. I had the pleasure of playing on Arazio today, so that wasn't much of a delight when he got the goal side of me a couple of times. So we've got a number of guys now that are going to put their hand up for the quickest in the team, and they all generally come under 170 centimetres in height, I think. If you had the four fleas from last year and now Sardi added to the mix, so there's going to be, if we ever did have a 100-metre sprint, it'll actually be an intriguing race to watch, and then you add Trav Collier into the situation too. So yeah, there might be a few that think they can.
I don't think anyone's going to be having a 100-metre sprint, Brendan, because everyone is too busy managing their loads, as you talked about. Hey, there are lots of things more important than footy, Brendan, and one of them is this Friday you're playing in the Maddie Shield charity cricket match in support of Maddie Rewalt's vision at the Paran Cricket Club. It's in Toorak. You've got, obviously, Nick Rewalt playing. You've got David Hussey, our man Dermot Brereton, Glenn Maxwell, all playing fantastic names and all for a brilliant cause.
Yeah, and there's a few of the female footballers coming along, female cricketers. So there's a really, really good balance there between the two. And yeah, it's another opportunity to raise a bit of money for, obviously, a charity and cause that's pretty close to my heart. And it is essentially too about raising awareness too in that bone marrow failure disease area, which little money and research has actually been spent and undertaken in the last 20 years. So they're at the forefront of that in Matty's vision. Looking forward to the day, and it should be a good day. So if anyone's around Australia Day, come out. It's going to be a great day. And you see not only a few average footballers that are cricketers, but you'll see some great cricketers there as well.
Yeah, Bob Murphy, Luke Ball, Cozzy's going to be down there, Bryce McGain, Darcy Vesio, Catherine Fitzpatrick. There's a host of stars. Hey, EssendonFC.com.au to become a member for 2018. Really exciting time for the footy club. Get along to the Paran Cricket Club as well in Armidale on Australia Day. It's just $5 entry. There's a Women's Premier T20 match at 10:30, followed by the Shield celebrity match. It's a great cause, and we've had a great time speaking to you tonight. BJ, we appreciate your time. Good luck for the rest of the preseason and everything that comes, and Friday should be a terrific day.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. I'm sure I'll chat soon during the season.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love that. Brendan Goddard there. Essendon, well, we'll call him a star. We won't call him a veteran because I think that's the first time he's been called that, and it might not have gone down too well.